Hey everyone, welcome in to a daily editorial here on the KE Report. I'm chatting with Eric Wetterling. He is the founder and editor of the Hedgeless Horseman website. And Eric, I've noticed on your site you're following more and more companies, and I know that you're invested in a lot of these companies. You're very upfront with us in terms of what you're investing in and who is a sponsor. You and I have been chatting off mic for actually quite a while now. And you've been sharing with me some of the companies that you are excited in, some of the stocks that you hold. We're going to go through these companies one by one, and I'm going to bounce some questions off of you after we get kind of a general update first and foremost. So, Eric, lead us off. Which company do you want to highlight first that you are encouraged or excited about?
Okay, sure, Corey. Well, the first company is Timberline Resources, ticker TBR.V. And it's an exploration company, an exploration junior, that is currently drilling their Eureka project in the heart of the Battle Mountain Eureka trend, and which is obviously in Nevada. And I think this is kind of a sleeper because there seems to be little fuss about it, even though in their latest news release they stated that they hit one of the big step-outs into a basin, basically, between their Oswego trend and their Lookout Mountain trend. These are three in total parallel trends that run for multiple kilometers with high gold in soil at surface. And they believe that the system basically dips down from one of these ridges and then pops up at the next. So there's a lot of blue sky potential here. But anyway, they made one big step out hole, a core hole, and it said it encountered significant alterations and textures consistent with Carlin type systems, including approximately 212 meters of highly fractured to brecciated limestone, 56 meters of black sulfidic to carbonaceous breccia. Anyway, basically, don't ask me what everything of this means, but according to them, I mean, this is the stuff they want to see. And if you listen to the latest presentation with Patrick Highsmith, of who is the CEO now, it's basically you want to see limestone, shale, and preferably breccia. So like a 212 meter intercept of highly fractured to brecciated limestone obviously sounds like the basically the perfect hole struck for a Carlin type system. But then you also would need the fluids to have been able to come up there and basically penetrate and impregnate the rock. And then they had another RC hole, which was a step out from their Orpiment discovery zone, they call it. And it hit a 32-meter intercept with notable Orpiment. And Orpiment is basically a high-grade indicator in Carlin system. So, I mean, to me, this looks like they're starting to show proof of concept that this Eureka project is much bigger, and the thing that's been drilled so far is just basically top of the iceberg, and that the system might continue all the way between these trends, which is from Oswego to Lookout, I think it's 1.5 kilometers or something. And the market seems to be totally unaware that they're hitting what visually is something that they hope to see.
Well, in all fairness, Eric, the stock is up quite a bit, almost, well, let's say 8 times from its low in that March washout. But you know what? We have seen a lot of companies just broadly in the resource sector rise on this. But again, we don't have any drill results. I understand that they're saying that they're encouraged by some of their results. But if you take into account that the company has 112 million shares outstanding, they also have 75 million warrants priced at 19 cents, which are well in the money. That brings this market cap to already, let's say, about $40 million. And then if the warrants are exercised, brings it up to, well, almost $80 million on the back of no news. Now, I understand they have a historic resource, but don't you think the drilling here really needs to hit something fairly significant, fairly big, just to solidify the current market cap?
Well, I guess you could say that. I mean, I think there's a lot of low-hanging fruit around because, I mean, some of these trends, like, what's it called, the windfall trend, for example, I mean, that's already been mined. I think it might have been one of the first heap leach operations in Nevada. So, I mean, I think there's a lot to drill out just around the current deposits, et cetera. But so far, our previous operators and this company previously used to focus on the low grade. So they, I mean, they have 700,000 ounces, but it's low grade stuff. And now they're trying to see if these high grade beds that are within the low grade halo, basically, if they continue down. So they're going to try to make this from a or turn this into a higher quality story compared to, you know, just another low grade heap leach deposit. Even though, I mean, if you have 1 million ounces in Carlin with that could be, you know, open pitted at shallow depths and good metallurgy, I mean, that could be worth, I don't know, 100, 200 million pretty easy, I think. But they're not going after that. But I think it's also easy to forget just how high the gold price really is right now. And we get stuck in comparing it to, you know, the sector as a whole and think that, okay, let's say 40 million, that's a lot. But at 40 million isn't really a lot at a gold price like this, because you don't need that much gold in order to have an NPV of $40 million.
Okay, I get what you're saying, and you know what? I do give this company credit for their step-outs, their massive step-outs, which that one hole, what was it, 188C, that was over 500 meter step-out to the east of the historic pit. So the company is going out there and, I guess, looking for the high grade, as you said, but they can also be showing scale. So I guess we're all kind of stuck waiting for the rest of the drill results. And the company did close a US dollar 300 or $3.7 million private placement at the end of August. So they do have money to continue to move this drill program along. But just like a lot of the companies we're talking about here, it's going to come down to the actual drill results. Move us on to another company that you're watching closely and excited about, please.
New Legacy Gold is another one. It's also a Nevada explorer, and they're exploring right next to the Gold Rush system, basically, which is I think it's 10 million ounces plus or something, owned by the joint venture between Barrick and Newmont. And they're currently drilling their flagship project. And a lot of stuff has happened with this company. I mean, it was left for dead a year ago or so. And then they basically did a lot of work, a lot of thinking, and they have, I mean, one of the most impressive teams in a junior that I've seen. I mean, a lot of ex-Barrick people. But anyway, this is also this is even more high risk, high reward. It's the market cap isn't low. It's around, I think, around 100 million or something Canadian. And the thing is that the target is so unconventionally large that it kind of makes sense, because I mean, it really doesn't make a difference if you have one target and your market cap is, let's say, 30 million or 100 million. Because if you don't find anything, you won't have anything. Sure, the one might go down, you know, 60%, while the other might go down 80% before they find something else to do with the company. But so this, again, at face value, it might look very expensive, but when you consider the reward side of this risk reward equation, which is basically the blue sky price, it might be one of the largest targets around, basically. Because if you look at the indicated Venban 5 unit thickness, for example, it looks to be quite a bit thicker than Gold Rush deposit. And if you look at the width of the system, again, blue sky, it's multiples as wide as the Gold Rush system. So I mean, theoretically, it could be compared to Post Betsy, which we've heard New Legacy compare it to, and that was basically a 50 million ounce deposit. So in the grand scheme of things, if you have a 100 million market cap, if this proves to be a multi-million ounce Nevada Carlin deposit, that's going to be worth several billions. I mean, even if it's I don't know, let's say 3 to 5 million ounces, that's going to probably be worth a lot. But if it goes to 10 to 50, et cetera, I mean, that's going to be one of the probably the highest valued deposits around. So in that context, 100 million isn't that much. It's just that because the price is so much larger, unconventionally large relative to any other company, but the downside is pretty, I mean, the same, even if it's a lot higher than most of the other, you know, grassroots explorers. But anyway, they're drilling right now, and I expect, I hope we get some, at least some news release that talks about what they're seeing. And the chart is pretty coiled, in my opinion. So I'm expecting a big move, and I have no idea which way it goes. I just hope up.
Fair enough. I'm glad that you outlined the downside risk here, because we do need to remember that, look, the stock has moved up on the back of no news. They do have a lot of shares outstanding, almost 500 million shares outstanding on a fully diluted basis, well over 500 million shares. The one thing that I do want to preface this with is you're talking very big picture, how big this deposit could be. You're talking about the potential of a world-class deposit. You're not going to find that out in this current drill program. This current drill program is, I think, 3 to 5 holes. And in spring next year, they're planning another bigger drill program, but it takes a lot of time and a lot of money to outline these major deposits, if this even is a major deposit. So what do you need to see to keep you encouraged here, understanding that this is a small program and 3 to 5 holes, that's not going to prove this world-class deposit that you're outlining?
Oh, that's true. I mean, a lot comes down to, I mean, what management is saying, etc. And what, for example, Quinton Henney is saying, because I think he's one of the smartest guys I've ever met. And he's honest as well. So, I mean, I'm basing a lot of my, I mean, due diligence on what people smarter than me say and what they see, etc. And how they interpret things. Because, I mean, they might, let's say, clip something or something of that sort, that, you know, but it tells them that, okay, there's something nearby here, because there's a lot of pathfinder minerals, arsenic, or whatever. So, I mean, in a ideal scenario, they would do like Barrick did. I remember, I think Rick Rule talked about the screamer hole, which I think it was, yeah, somewhere in the Cortez trend. Basically, they hit something, which was one of the, I think, best holes, in quite some time. So, I mean, they're obviously, I think, trying to, you know, vector in on their most high probability target. So I don't think, I'm not interpreted in that way, at least, that they're just doing, you know, they're trying to do geological drilling, because sometimes they do that, you know, drill a deep hole. Okay, let's see what we actually have down here. How does the geology look? But they base this on multiple CSAMT surveys. And I mean, if you look at the presentation, they seem to have a pretty clear picture of where all the faults go. And they're looking for, you know, where the Wenban unit basically gets cut by a low angle fault, which is believed to be quite important in Carlin systems nowadays. And I think that was just discovered like in the last couple of years or whatever. So I think they're trying to actually, you know, hit the meat of this system based on geophysics and how they believe that the faults are orientated, and where you have a high angle fault and then a low angle fault that cuts into the Wenban 5 unit, because that would be the fluid pathway basically. So it's not gonna, as you said, I mean, they're not gonna prove up a 10 million ounce deposit in the next 12 months. Even if it's a lot higher than that or lower than that, that's not gonna happen. But I do think that we should have a pretty good indication if this is a real system or not. I mean, if they come up with total dusters, it's going to kill the story. I mean, they might not even raise money to be able to drill other areas, even though there might be, you know, a deposit might be sitting 500 meters to the south or whatever. So it's a gamble in that way, because you need the momentum, et cetera, and for people to be willing to, you know, let them do more work. But I mean, in their presentations, they've already outlined like 46 drill targets. So it seems that their confidence is relatively high, because they're all already planning on the next steps.
All right. Well, we'll see what the drill yields here. But it does sound like, from even what you're saying, is that they've isolated these targets and they better hit on something initially, because, well, the stock has run. And again, they have a lot of shares outstanding, and well, we all know what can happen to stocks that have run higher and then news hits, especially on the back of the first drill program on this property from this company, at least this year. Man, I'm hoping for you that they hit something here. Let's move on to the final company that you want to discuss, please.
Yeah, SK Mining. And there, as some people might know, they're exploring in the Golden Triangle in the SK Creek District. They control like 85%, I think, of the basically relevant geological units in that VMS belt. And they've come out with one assay so far, or half an assay. They have only assayed parts of the first hole out of 23, I think. And it was at the Jeff TV zone, and it hit like 11 meters or something of 4 grams AU equivalent, which is a really good start. I mean, that's some bulk mineable stuff, and they obviously need a lot more of that. And I mean, it's just one of the, if you consider the fact that their SkyTEM survey showed 6 probable VMS centers, and that's only the northern parts of their land package, and they have a 56,000 hectare land package. So that's just the top half. They have a lot of other targets to the south, like C10, the TET showing, Red Lightning, etc. So I mean, this is one junior that has probably more targets than most, and the market cap has run up to, I think, 160 million Canadian, etc. So it also, again, like the previous ones, that at face value it looks expensive because they have parts of one whole asset basically. But that's the thing, when you spread it out on the amount of targets and the fact that the SK Creek deposit to the north is the highest grade precious metal VMS system in the world. So you know you're in tier one VMS, in a tier one VMS district.
Eric, so, to your point there, though, that SK property, it was yielding much higher grade than what we've seen in this initial hole.
Yeah, but the thing is, like, take Skeena Resources now, for example. They're drilling out the remnants of that deposit, and the grade is around, I think, 4 to 5 grams per ton AU equivalent, and they have a net present value from their PEA of around 1 billion. So I mean, if you take the combined sum of what the original SK Creek and the remnants would be worth, maybe it would be worth more than 5 billion today, for example. And that's from 1 kilometer of strike. The Jeff TV system looks to be more than 3 kilometers in strike. So if you can find a NPV of 1 billion from 1 kilometer of strike, what's the potential, even if you have a lower grade like SK, like Skeena Resources, over potentially 3 kilometers? So, I mean, you don't need the high grade. You need high grade enough for it to be bulk mined, at least. And if you have a 3 kilometer potential strike in one of, let's say, 10 plus targets, I mean, you need to only get lucky once of one of these things, and it could be obviously worth at least 1 billion. So that's what I would call the diversified upside and downside. And of course, I'm hoping that they hit right off the bat. Not that they will drill the best holes in this first drill campaign, but I want to see that either some, you know, bulk mineable grades over a wider thickness, or that they show that the system at least have, let's say, some high grade or whatever. I think we need proof of concept in this drill campaign, and that's going to open up the floodgates for what they do next year when they hope to have 4 rigs with 30,000 meters.
Okay. In all fairness, it sounds like every one of these companies needs to hit something on this drill program as a proof of concept, and even better, as some sort of significant discovery hole. Again, all these stocks have run up significantly from where they were about 6 months ago. All of these companies have raised money and do have drill programs underway. So it's just a couple more companies for everybody to follow along with. Eric, just in full disclosure, give us a little insights on which ones you hold shares in. I assume it's all of them, and which ones are sponsors on your website, please.
Yeah, sure. I own shares of all of these, and SK Mining is a banner sponsor of my site. And I would just point out that these stocks are not stocks that, you know, bet the farm on. I mean, let's say one of them finds a discovery, whatever, that should pay for, the other two. But again, you want, especially in these grassroots exploration stories where there's a lot of risk and a lot of reward at the same time, you want to really diversify, because you don't need a big position if let's say one becomes a success, because it's gonna, impact your portfolio anyway. So it's no point in trying to get rich tomorrow and, put all eggs in one basket and, pray.
Yeah, now that's a very good comment. Don't be all in on any of these plays because they are very risky, but you can see some massive gains if these exploration programs turn out to hit something. But again, it's going to depend on the drill bit. And remember, these are not going to just be a couple drill holes proving out millions and millions of ounces. It's going to be a process. But hey, we'll see where some of the first drill results or what they yield us. Eric, appreciate your time today, buddy. I hope everybody found some of these comments interesting on these companies. Have a great rest of your week there, Eric.
The same, Corey.